Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word with Bob Wise. I'm founder of Forgotten Word Ministries, and today we want to continue with our discussion from yesterday about more of these false teachers and what they say and things that they say that are, you know, actually kind of ridiculous. So let's continue on with what I was talking about yesterday with this Doug Addison talking. He was quoting Bob Jones and Larry Randolph. Bob Jones, if you don't know Bob Jones, he's quite the character. But anyway, he says, last April, I was talking on the telephone with Bob Jones, who told me he was in heaven and saw that books were being reconciled regarding people's destinies. A short while later, I was talking with Larry Randolph, who said that he saw the court of heaven in session and that there are things about our future that have not been determined as of yet. Well, you know, Doug Addison there, he's actually quoting other latter rain false prophets, Bob Jones and Larry Randolph. These guys, they betray the fact that latter rain teachers are still holding to a God who does not really know the future. And of course, we know that's just not true. He is a limited, what they think, open theist God who does not know what will happen and thus cannot predestine the future. This flies in the face of the biblical fact that God is omniscient and that, you know, he's ordained everything according to his foreknowledge. Bob Jones was not in heaven because the books there is already written. There's just not, you know, they're not in the process of being reconciled. They're not in the process of being rewritten. God already knows the future, which is based on his omniscience and foreknowledge of the free will choices of man. You know, Larry Randolph was also not in heaven because God knew the future from eternity past to eternity future. How simple can it be? This place these false prophets are going to, either in their imaginations or by the enemy, are not the third heaven of God, that's for sure. So keep that in mind, folks. When they say they was in heaven, you really question what heaven they talking about. The true heaven of the Bible, and they give you, if they give you stuff that goes along with it that makes no sense to the scriptures, then that wasn't where they was at. They're just being deceived, and they're deceiving others in the process of all this. Benny Hinn, he's a dandy, isn't he? We've talked about Benny Hinn before. A lot of people know Benny Hinn. Miracle worker, you know, slain in the spirit guy, can wave his coat at a crowd of thousands and all of them fall on the floor slain in the spirit at the same time. It's an amazing thing. Just amazing. Excuse me, I apologize for my voice today. It's probably not any different than other days, but I've had a really bad time with my lungs. I was in the hospital this week, got out, so I could use your prayers on that. Lungs are in pretty rough shape still. Excuse me. Benny Hinn says, the one true God has revealed himself as the eternally self-existent, self-revealed I Am, and has further revealed himself as embodying the principles of relationship and association, i.e. the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, that all believers are entitled to and should ardently expect and earnestly seek the promise of the Father, the baptism in the Holy Ghost and fire, according to the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. This was a normal experience of all in the early Christian church. With it comes the endowment of power for life and service, the bestowment of the gifts and their uses in the work of the ministry. This wonderful experience is distinct from and subsequent to the experience of the new birth. Deliverance from sickness is provided for in the atonement and is the privilege of all believers. Well, you know, Sandy here says, let's take each statement in Hinn's faith statement and compare it to the Bible. Okay, number one, God has revealed himself as more than embodying the principles of relationship and association as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He has revealed who he is. One what and three whos, and each who possessing all the attributes of deity and personality. This statement by Hinn leaves the door open to oneness theology advocates. Some of his friends, like Tommy Tenney, and other false ideas of who God truly is. A proper statement of faith with regards to who God is would be something similar to, we believe in one God, creator of all things, infinitely perfect and eternally existing in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Number two, there was never a normative Christian experience, even in the early church of baptism by fire. That was at Pentecost. During the time when the Holy Spirit was first given to the believing Jews, then Gentiles, it may have seemed that the baptism of the Holy Spirit was a subsequent experience to being born again. But on closer examination, folks, now listen, we find that even then, those who received the Holy Spirit had already believed. And later in the epistles, it is evident that water baptism is a picture of what has already taken place in the spiritual realm when a person has a new self created in them and the Holy Spirit indwells them. Hinn continues to teach the false idea that the baptism of the Spirit is divorced from the new birth. Well, you know, number three, Isaiah 53:4-5 is not talking about healing from physical sickness, but from spiritual death. It is talking about the way out of spiritual sickness through the cross of Christ. Christians are not guaranteed freedom from sickness because of the cross. Christians are not guaranteed freedom from sickness because of the cross. Remember that. Now listen to that closely. God does not heal people. But he also, God does heal people all the time, in matter of fact. It's amazing how many times God can heal people. But he also may allow people to remain sick for his purposes, such as what was happening with Paul in Galatians 4:13-14. This is a false basis on which Benny Hinn shouts at his meetings. Everyone will be healed tonight. Well, that's blasphemous. It's not true. There is a false claim and has never come true at his meetings or any other meeting. And in fact, he has to date not been able to present documented medical evidence of any healing in his meetings when repeatedly asked for him. Now, folks, that's serious. That's serious. That's very serious. This is because, folks, his theology is wrong. You don't get right experience from wrong theology. It just doesn't happen. The Bible tells us how to pray for the sick. As an example in James 5:14, is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Slain in the spirit that Hinn performs is just not, it's not healing. It's just, I'm not sure what it is with Benny Hinn, because I don't believe that it's the spirit of the Lord. I do not believe that. I do not believe it's the Holy Spirit of God. But anyway, that's my take on the Benny Hinn boy. Benny, you can talk to Benny and you can listen to Benny and you'd almost want to like the guy. But he's got some pretty crazy stuff out there, don't he? His buddy, here's another one. We talked about this guy in the past. There's a familiar name, Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth said, in those last precious hours before the cross, Jesus spoke to his disciples about supernatural power. He told them they would soon be able to have whatever they asked for in prayer. He told them he was about to make so much power available to them, they would not only be able to do the miraculous signs and wonders that he had done, but they'd also be able to do even greater things. Now, that's what Kenneth Copeland said. I'm not a big fan of Kenneth Copeland's because he's come out with some dandies. But here's what the take is on that particular thing of Kenneth Copeland. He's saying that God spoke to his disciples about this power and that he told them they would soon be able to have whatever they asked for in prayer. He told them he was about to make, so much power available to them that they'd not only be able to do the miraculous signs and wonders he'd done, but able to do even greater things. Well, let's comment on that a little bit. Two continued false teachings from Copeland, providing he has not changed his tune in decades. And that's a fact. One, Copeland and Word of Faith teachers love to quote the verse about receiving whatever you ask in prayer, which is Mark 11:24, without giving the guidelines in the whole teaching of the Word for those requests. See, and that is so typical of Word Faith and false teachers and preachers out there. They'll take a piece of scripture, and they'll throw it at you, and they'll preach about it for hours and never put it in context to where it is in the Bible. Never. Because if they did, it wouldn't make near the sense to them, to you, that they're wanting it to. It would have a different meaning. So believers may ask, seek, and knock. That's what Matthew 7:7 says, Luke 11:9. But must do so according to the word, which John 15 says, according to God's will, and as long as we're living in obedience to his commands. That's John, 1 John 3:22. So see, you got to be living in obedience to his commands. You just can't take pieces of scripture and claim this is it, folks. This is it right here. You got to put it in context, see what the word talks about and what it's all about. Two, the verse about doing greater works, not greater things, is not talking about greater miracles, as no one will be walking on water, changing the weather instantly, or feeding 5,000 men with a few loaves and his fishes. That's the things Jesus did. None of us have ever been able to do anything close to that, including the apostles. None of them, the disciples. It just hasn't happened, folks. What John 14:12 is talking about is the fact that the ministry of Jesus was primarily to the Jews. But the ministry of the disciples on down to us is not only to the Jews, but to the Gentiles, to the farthest ends of the earth. The work of the church today then has greater effect because of the work of Christ on the cross, you see? So we do so much more than Christ did. Because of his work on the cross, we now have spread the gospel to all nations almost, where primarily it was to the Jews then. And that's what we've done. Any miracles being done through true believers are never from us. Believe me, they're from God. He is the one who heals and does signs and wonders in the earth. And he must receive all the glory, not part of it, all of it. Not false faith healers who go around making a name for themselves with lying signs and wonders and bilking people out of all their money. Titus 1:11 says they must be silenced because they are ruining whole households by teaching things they ought not to teach. And that for the sake of dishonest gain. You hear that? Dishonest gain. It's amazing what you can learn when you just start studying. Bob and Bonnie Jones, they said, we're going to see Roe versus Wade overturned. It's time to bless the United States and not curse her. Bob Jones heard Kate Smith singing God Bless America. This is the United States of America. We are united by diversity, and the angel over this nation is named Union. We are united by diversity and strength by union. Well, this is a continuation of prophecies from people like Cindy Jacobs and Judge Sheets that have not come true, and there's no basis to expect they will with, believe me, the Obama government or any other from here on out. There's also no angel over the nation of the USA called Union unless it's a demonic angel. The true church is separating from the false world religion, which Jones and others are bringing about in the churches. For the true church and believers there will never, ever be in union with false teachers and false prophets. Only those who stay in the faith till the end will be saved. And that's out of Hebrews 4:14, 1 Corinthians 5:2. So keep that in the back of your mind, folks. These guys, they say what you want, what they think you want to hear. That's what they're really all about here, is they're saying things they think you want to hear so you can feel really good about them and believe that they're going to give you all this great magical, almost magical power to overcome this and overcome that, to do this and in the dominion world, meaning you can, you know, take over whole cities and take over whole countries now, and we're going to make the planet Earth a virtual heaven for Christ to come back to. That's what these NAR people, dominionist folks, are all about, and they're wrong. They are wrong scripturally, and if we don't start understanding that, we got the same problem that they do. Now, there's a lot of this stuff going on out there in the world, folks, and it's terrible. We've been preaching now these little 15-minute programs for, I don't know, what, 8 weeks or something? I don't even know how long, but anyway, we're out of time today again. Go so fast. Join us tomorrow. God bless you.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 623-20. God bless you.